Let us pray. Dear Lord, we honor you and we thank you. When we think of the fact that Sunday, the first Sunday in June, meant that half of the year was gone, which tells us, oh God, that we are halfway to the completion of this year. And so, Lord, we thank you because not only in we find ourselves at the halfway point in this year, but sometimes life finds us, Father, halfway in the midst of our problems, our troubles, our dilemmas, or whatever the case may be. As it was when you told the disciples to get on the boat and cross over to the other side, and the farthest that they could go was halfway. As they were toiling and rowing. But, oh God, you in your omniscience and your omnipotence walked down out of the mountain on land and on the water, showing, Father, how much you love us, how much you care for us, and that you will watch over your own purpose and plans. Watch over your own word. And you came, Father, walking on the water to the disciples to ensure that they would get beyond halfway. And so, oh God, we're looking to you now. You brought us safe this far. And we're looking for you now, God, to lead us on through the furtherance of this year. And I pray this, oh God, for this person right now that I'm privileged to pray with and for. I don't know, Father, where they are in their lives or what they have on the table of concern and need lifted up before you, Father. But I agree with them in believing faith and believing prayer, God, that you would meet this person right where they need you, Father. And I'm asking that you do for them what you've already done for the disciples, that you'd get them, Father, out of this storm, get them beyond halfway to the other side, Father, where testimonies of your goodness can be declared. I just pray right now, oh God, and whatever time this prayer catches up to them and wherever they are, may they be comforted, oh God. May they be assured, may they be even convinced, oh God, that your word is right and that their doubts and fears are of no use, oh God. May they just lean in to you and rest in you and believe that your power, Father, will be performed on their behalf. And bringing them through. God, I ask right now that you would shut down all demonic activity from around this person, Father, whatever form, shape it may come in. I'm asking for you to do that, God. I'm asking for you to touch their bodies, oh God. And I'm asking for your healing to take place. I'm asking, Father, for their health to be stabilized. And then from that stabilization, may they get better and better and stronger and stronger in the name of Jesus. And until you do all these things, Father, in your own time, until you do all of these things, may they be made better by what you're bringing them through and what you're bringing them to, Father. In the process, may we be perfected. May patience, oh God, have a perfect work. We know, Father, that you use all of these things to teach us and to train us, to show us and to reveal to us things about you, things about ourselves, things about the people around us, things about life, and things about the devil. And Father, we thank you for the education that you are teaching us in the classroom of life. I just pray, Father, that you'd bless this person. Bless this person, oh God. Bless this person, Father. Bless this person, Father. We cannot make it without you. We ask you to do it for your glory, but for the good of this person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good day today and be encouraged that God can get us far beyond halfway. He can see you all the way through. That's what deliverance is. That's what breakthrough is. It's God bringing us through to. And he's already done that for you in several instances. And please know that our God is poised with power and a preference to bring you through it again. If you have not met Jesus in the free pardon of sin, it is my joy and responsibility to tell you that you should accept Christ before it's everlasting too late. There's an opportunity that's afforded to you right now. Jesus Christ could come back before this prayer has concluded. But if he does, it will be too late for you. But accept Christ now while you have a chance. But it begins with you acknowledging that you need him, by believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died and rose again after 3 days. And if you confess that, then the Bible says you shall be saved. It's when you bring your heart into alignment with your mouth. And God will give you the faith to believe in him whom you've never seen. And when you make that decision, I'd love to hear from you, or to at least hear of you. I would love to hear that you have given your life to Christ. And before we allow for this little voice message to fade into inactive use and into oblivion, would you be so kind as to think of someone else who may be stuck in the middle, and they're at the end of their own wit and strength, and they don't know, perhaps, that they need to just turn it over to the Lord and let him bring them out. That way, praise will not be confused. It won't be they themselves, but it will be the God of heaven who has brought them through. Be kind. Be thoughtful. Send it to them. Be a blessing to them. This is Pastor C. Remont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Until next time, God bless you, and I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.